I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. First, we'd love if you left a review. We keep these things free. We want to leave them 5 days a week. And also, if you, what allows us to pay the bills and keep everything going is tcheeps.com. So if you're loving Coach Unplugged, you're loving High School Hoops, you're loving this 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, tcheeps.com is a great way to give back and also become a better basketball coach and work on your craft. So go over and check it out, and let's head off the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about different ways to make practice better. Super excited about this. If I look around, it's because I'm looking at my notes. But so I'm gonna start with a couple key things. First of all, I think in order to make practice better, you got to really empower your staff. You got to think of it as a well-oiled machine. Your alignment and your clarity with what you want to get done and what the kids need to get done need to be outlined. If we tend to break our staff up into small pieces, giving coaches specific players so they can build that relationship. So I think empowering your assistant coaches and something that I probably didn't do early in my career, I think is really important. The next thing is when you provide, you have to think about disrupting how you disrupt the session and how you grow, and it's you want the growth as in the players, but you want an explicit focus on things that you're going to do in practice, a clear vocabulary, a clear quote unquote Bible. And the players have clarity, the coaches will have clarity, and more learning will go on. And that kind of leads into the next thing that I wanted to talk about, the difference between teaching and learning. Teaching is sometimes what I'm doing in my math class when I'm stopping things, to explain a concept or a skill. And to be honest with you, coaches probably do too much teaching and there's not enough learning. The learning is the application of a specific skill. How does the player learn that specific skill? Is it small-sided games? Is it sending home a scout? Is it watching something at huddle? Focus on reinforcing specific things. And then I think as a coach, and this is something I'm going to really be working on, is how do you judge success, in practice? How is a success defined? Is it outcome? Is it a specific time? Is it a specific mastery of a skill? I think those are things, when we try to keep things competitive so that we can kind of keep track of that clarity. But I think that's something you really want to look at. you do want, and again, this is something I'm going to really focus on. You really want to build a community of clarity and attentiveness, that when things are being done or they're working on it. And we try to do that by trying to keep practice moving. You know, you can do that both physically and mentally to build a culture of attentiveness. You know, how you want them to interact with you. You know, when you ask questions, you're not asking yes and no questions. You're asking ones in which, you know, how can they be attentive and ready to go? And I call on the players all the time. I have them repeat the drill. So they're being attentive and learning, just like in a classroom. You want them to be focused and not thinking about their geometry quiz and tomorrow or something, even though that's important.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And you have to think about practice as both being physically and mentally challenging. And I have found that it's not that you can't do both, and you should do both in them. But you know, the mental part should really be high when the learning is happening, when they're learning a skill, acquiring a new skill. I think that's when you really want to focus on the mental part. And it's hard when you're, especially when you're a high school coach, they've been mentally challenged all day, hopefully. And then correcting and critiquing are two different things, just like teaching and learning are. Critiquing is telling what they did wrong, giving them the opportunity without giving the opportunity to do anything better. Correcting is telling them what they did wrong, giving them a chance to correct it. So critiquing is what you hear coaches, you did this wrong, but they don't have a chance to correct it. You want to do more correcting versus critiquing. It's just, that's, as coaches, that's what we want to do. So the best way that I have found to critique my own coaching, actually correct my own coaching, hopefully I'm not critiquing it, but to correct it, is to video myself, to kind of see what I'm doing. Record the audio. How am I interacting with the players? How am I giving them opportunities to interact with their teammates? Inviting other people in. I did this, you know, I call them self-scouts. Give yourself the ability to have a self-scout. Those are so important. But three things that you can do tomorrow in your practices is check for understanding. You know, did they learn it? Is there data to prove that they learned how to drop step or do something like that? That's the first one. Align feedback and teaching points, and then have them have places in practice where they're having to make decisions. You know, ask them questions like, what could we do differently? Look for input. So, you know, check for understanding, give feedback and teaching, you know, do a lot more correcting than critiquing. And, you know, ask the players, what do you like about practice? What do we need to do more of? What do we need to do less of? If you do those things, everything, your practices are going to be better. They are going to be better lifelong learners, and your teams are going to win more games, to be honest with you. So hopefully this is helpful. And talk soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.